السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بحضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and afa with afiyat. Allah ta'ala grant you good health. Allah take great work of deen from you. And may Allah ta'ala take Marqas Sahaba from strength to strength. And may Allah ta'ala accept us and Marqas Sahaba to defend the integrity of the Sahaba. Ashabi kan nujum, and beautiful name, Marqas Sahaba. The maqsad and purpose is to defend and follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba. May Allah accept Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful supplications and du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our brother technician Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the only day we find in the noble Quran. Almighty Allah has dedicated a specific surah chapter 62, and it comprises 11 verses to show us that Jumu'ah, Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, the greatest day of the week. And now we are in the Hajj season, so therefore we should know that every day is auspicious and every night is auspicious of the first 10 days. So we should make qadr and appreciate it. How many more will we experience? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. Today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, is the 2nd of Zulqa'dah 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 47 and verse number 37. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in yesterday's lesson informed us, وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is not asking you for your wealth, meaning all your wealth. Now see today's lesson and understand it. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marqas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Almighty Allah states, إِيَّسْأَلْكُمُوهَا. In is shartiyya, qadiyya, shartiyya, meaning that it is a conditional clause, hypothetically, for argument's sake. إِيَّسْأَلْكُمُوهَا. And if he, Almighty Allah, had to ask you, demand from you all your wealth, for yuhfikum, and hence put pressure on you. Now let us pause here and understand how the Islamic financial system works. This is the failure and an indictment on the Muslim Ummah globally, internationally. We don't have a single Muslim country, Islamic country. Muslim countries, they are majority Muslims, so that's Muslim country. But we don't have a single Islamic country which we can show as a role model to the world that see, this is how Islam works and this is how our Islamic finances work. So let me explain that to you briefly. You see, you are a businessman, okay? So now you are buying, selling and so forth and so on. So after all your expenses and everything, from your profits, from your stock that is paid up and so forth, so now you will pay 2.5% zakat. So 100,000, you got their profit and your stock that are paid up and so forth. So that is now your wealth, which is extra wealth. One lunar year has passed and so forth. to 2,500 rand, you will have to pay. When you look at the farmers and you look at the irrigation system in Islam and so forth and so on, so now you have, like, take the Boer, the farmers in South Africa, they have one of the biggest farms in Africa. So you will see the hectares and the acres and so forth. So in a proper Islamic state, when you use your own water, your own irrigation and so forth, so you will pay that nisful ushar. You will pay 5%. Remember that. Because you are using your own water, your own irrigation and so forth. Then you go to that farmer who has a wonderful system that everything is like he is just relying on the natural water. There are rivers, there are streams going through his farm. There's enough rain coming through. So there's hardly any expenditure from his side. So then there will be ushar. So the least difficulty involved, the more you pay. That is how Islam works. So 2.5% zakat. Then you look at your farm and so forth. If you are using your own water irrigation system, nisful ushar 5%. And if you are relying on natural resources, you have rivers, you have dams, you have the rain sufficient supply like in New Zealand and so forth, so you will pay 10%. And then when the Muslim army is victorious, inshallah, inshallah, rather sooner than later, Hamas, Palestinian, Jihad Islami, and the Muslim Ummah will be galvanizing themselves and is starting already in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, in Tunisia, and various other countries. Taliban will also come in the mix. So remember, the galvanizing, mobilizing, organizing the people who want to topple the Saudi regime, who want to topple all the tenpot dictators, Sisi, and all these murtadin and kafirin there in Tunisia and so forth. So now the Muslim army is victorious. So those people who participated in the battle, so 80% will go to them, the booty and spoils of war. But what about the 20%? So the 20% goes to the Baitul Mal, the public exchequer. And then from there, you will spend on the poor, on the needy, on the orphans. And that is how your welfare system will work. So Islam is everything, but the Muslim Ummah today, that they are so overawed and overwhelmed by the kafir system that they speak about capitalism. Show me one country today who is not dependent on interest and so forth and so on, Muslim Arab country. Whole lot puppets, remember. To a certain extent, we can exclude Afghanistan and Taliban, but the rest you must remember. I like that, hopeless, useless, incompetent, and good for nothing. They don't have a financial system. It's just cut and paste. That is what the masters told us, America told us, the Western world told us. We must just think like them. Your name is Bilal, but you think like Bali. Your name is Maryam, but you think like Mary. So understand the true Islamic system. Therefore, me, I'm dead against all this Sharia compliant and all that. It's all scholars for dollars, whoever it is. And second one, all the halal logos and all that with the food and industry, multi-billion, multi-trillion industry, all just money-making and fooling the Ummah. Every day you got a scandal in some place, in some country. So Almighty Allah is teaching you, yes, wal-kumuha. If, hypothetically, for argument's sake, Almighty Allah had to ask you and demand of you all your wealth, for yuhfikum, and hence put pressure on you, then what should be your reaction, O Muslim, O non-Muslim? Tabakhalu, you should become so bakhil, so stingy, so miserly. Today, majority of the Ummah is not paying zakat. Have you paid your zakat properly for the past 10, 20, 40 years? Ask yourself. The answer is no in 90%, 80% of the cases. Then we wonder that how come so many calamities are coming and so forth. In Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wonderful, beautiful hadith. Three commandments are mentioned there. that hassinu amwalakum bis zakat. Protect your wealth and your assets by the payment of zakat. And when you pay zakat, it must be done willingly, lovingly, sincerely. Not as a burden and as a taxation, that is the way of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. Quran mentions that the munafiqeen call it maghrama, a fine and so forth, and a big, big burden. And da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. People are ill and sick themselves, their family, their friends, they are sickly. The ummah is sick today, so every day give out charity, voluntary charity. Give to Muslim, non-Muslim, and in that way they make intention. Ya Allah, give this ummah shifa, a kamil, complete cure, zahiran wa batina, externally and internally, the kufr and the shirk, the nifaq and the hypocrisy. And then our arrogance, our pride, our jealousy, our envy, our excessive love for this dunya and this wealth, our excessive love for the glitter and glamour and name and fame. Just see people in Hajj. You forgot the hadith Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Allahumma ij'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, make it a hajj. There is no riya to impress the eyes of people. Wa la sum'a, not to impress the ears of people. The hadith in Ibn Majah, go see. Now people, Maulvis, are posting every lecture they give is videoed. Everything they do is videoed. They eat is videoed. So what the hell are you doing there? You're a disgrace to the ummah, you must remember that. You are worse than the fitna of Dajjal. That is what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in authentic hadith on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu an. And what is that? You must remember al-a'imma mudillin. Those imams and lomolanas and sheikhs and muftis and qarisabs. Themselves, they are corrupted and they lead others on the astray. So very, very serious. Ronika maqam. You should be crying and be very circumspect and careful. So you should become so stingy and miserly. Wa yukhrij adghanakum. And Almighty Allah then will expose all your malice, rancor and hatred. I meet Mawlana Salim Kareem Hafizahullah. I say, Mawlana, I love you for the sake of Allah. Take this gift and present, whatever it is, a kitab, a pen or whatever. So remember, that is encouraged in Islam. Tahaddu, tahabbu. Give gifts to one another. Give your wife, give your parents, give your children, your siblings, your ustads and so forth and teachers. And what will happen? It will create mutual love. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُتُذْهِبُ الدَّغَائِنِ. When you give a gift to one another, then it removes the malice, rancor and hatred. You see the word dhagha'in and adghanakum. It's all same words if you go to the root letters. So that malice, rancor, hatred will be removed. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. So we need to understand how Islam works. You must juxtapose and draw a comparison, remember, of anything. Therefore, I open the floor wherever I go. I say, ask whatever question you want. We have that conviction. You want to discuss politics, you want to discuss your economics, you want to discuss social issues. We have a system in place, and your communism, your socialism, your Zionism, your secularism, your capitalism, and every system, democracy, is a satanic system and must be kicked out from the Muslim's life. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. AK 255, Ayatul Kursi, and verse 255, chapter 2 of Surah Baqarah. Go to verse 256, the verse after Ayatul Kursi. La ikraha fi deen. We can't go put the gun by the head of the non-Muslim and tell him or her, you must become a Muslim. Nay, Islam does not work like that. It must come from within that person's heart. He or she must say, like see people are seeing, what is happening in Gaza? The people are burying the dead because of the swines and the pigs and the Zionists there who are starving our people. Go ask Mr. Fletcher of the United Nations. He said, this is deliberate starvation on behalf of Israel and his politicians and ministers, and to go do ethnic cleansing, to kick the people out of Gaza and expel them. So that is your United Nations telling you that. So you must be clear on all these issues here. So when you want to discuss, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَاغُوتِ, as a true Muslim, you have to reject all the Tawhuti systems. So what I mentioned now, or all the satanic systems, وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and all the articles of faith, believe in Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the prophets, all the angels, all the divine books and scriptures, in taqdeer and in destiny and life after death and day of Qiyamah and all those issues. So remember then, يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Then you are holding on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. This rope of Allah can never snap, but this rope of Allah can, you must slip away. So that we need to think which side. So we want to be on the fence. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So وَيُخْرِجْ أَدْغَانَكُمْ. So Allah give us a system that is the best for us across the spectrum, across the board. Never feel shy. You must be proud we are a Muslim and we have Islam. It is something that is filled with nur and radiance and effulgence. We want to remove the darknesses of the Americans and of the Hindus and of the Shirk and of the Jutlas and all these enemies of Islam. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That was the mandate given to the Master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 1. You take the people out, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the nur and radiance and effulgence of Islam. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today in South Africa and few countries, it is the 2nd of Zulqa'dah 1446. And remember, in 90%, you know, in Mauritius, they 2 days behind Saudi Arabia. You ulama in Mauritius, I don't agree with you. Let me make my stance very clear. When I was there, I told you all also, why don't you follow reunion? Why don't you follow our South Africa? Why don't you follow some other countries? This business you've got, you don't even accept. You must remember the islands that are next to you, Rodrigues and so forth. I mean, that is not the Hanafi fiqh. I mean, you'll need to review your people's stance. How in this day and this age can you have Saudi Arabia? Is, you must remember, today the 3rd and this is your first day. I mean, that's wrong. What is wrong is wrong. We don't curry favor with any person, with any organization, with any politician or any government. We have to speak the truth. What Al-Imam Shafi'i said, that is our stance, remember. That is the stance of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Your ustad is Imam Malik. He said, of course, huwa najmun, huwa ustazi wa habibi. I love him, but I wrote a book against him. What respect to say, I don't agree with you, my beloved ustad, on this issue, that issue. That is how Islamic fiqh, remember, developed and evolved and can answer the questions of modern day time and modern day places. But we are filled with ta'assub and blind following. So we need to understand what is Islam and so forth. So what is wrong is wrong. I don't agree with that. 2 days before. And remember, there were sightings in many places. In Saudi, there were no sightings. All phantom sightings, the Munsamis, Haramis. There were sightings in Canada. There were sightings in UK. There were sightings in Tunisia and Nigeria. Various countries, there were sightings. So how can you come with 2 days later? That beyond, I just beyond my perception and understanding. So we don't agree with you. I know you're listening to me, so therefore I'm addressing the issue. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You must remember, 9 jutlas dispatched to hell, and therefore America and Israel want to rush, you must remember, to a ceasefire. That ceasefire, let me tell you about it. So they say America has accepted it and Israel has accepted it. But that ceasefire does not tell you that 100 trucks must come in with aid. That ceasefire tells you about after 60 days, then Israel can start the massacre and the slaughter and the genocide. go to hell with that. You must remember, you Americans and you Israelis. Can you imagine in yesterday's Haaretz newspaper, the Saudi media says that in few hours' time, that there will be a ceasefire. That are the Saudis, the Najdis, the Wahhabis, the Haramis. You need to understand the real politics of the day and not just khana, peena, sona, pahana, eat, drink and sleep and visit the toilet and relieve yourself. You need to wake up, ay hidu, ayyuhal ummah, wake up from your slumber and so forth. 75 Palestinians martyred by the Haramis every day, kill, 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 every day, rape, rape, rape. And they speak about the hostages. We want our hostages back. My three questions to you is this. What about our 10,000 people languishing there in the Israeli jails, persecuted, tortured, raped, and so forth? What about my brothers there in Gitmo, who are there for more than 20 years, tortured, and what things happened to them, waterboarded, and so forth, and so on? And don't come tell me all didn't happen. So we know what you Americans did in Abu Ghraib, there in Iraq, in Baghdad. We know what you did in Bagram, there in Kabul and Afghanistan. Your whole history is like that. And you must, after World War II. And what about my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? Why the hell is she still there in the hellhole? So remember, you should be the last people telling us about your hostages. So remember that. Yemen attacks Israel. They're wondering how come America and Israel and the Saudis, the Najdis, Wahhabis cannot defeat Yemen. You must remember, because Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for the Najdis and Wahhabis and so forth and so on. But see, the hadith is clear, and Najd is not Iraq, as their scholars tell us. We cornered them in a conference. Not one of their professors and asatiza and doktora and doktors, they call themselves, you see. So doktor fulan fulan, al-ustaz fulan fulan. Ustaz in that terminology means professor. So not one of them could answer. We said, go study the mawaqit. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wali ahli najdin qarnul manazil. And that's in Saudi Arabia. So how come wali ahli najdin refers to Saudi Arabia, but that hadith where the word Najd is, suddenly that means Iraq, sa'ama tahkumun. That is tahrif. You are distorting, corrupting the text of the Sunnah Mubarakah, authentic hadith, just like the Jews. But after all, you are Jews, you see. If you study Ali Saud's history, you will find they were Jews. And then, so the Israeli, the ministers, Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gurion, all these haramis, they all must be hanged in public according to Islam. Then now in the West Bank, they stole. The master crooks, remember that. 22 settlements now, they will steal and say. If you ask them why, they say this is to prevent the Palestinian state and so forth. So where are you, ICJ? Where are you, ICC? Where are you, United Nations? Where are you, United States? I remember the words of Ronald Reagan still ring in my ears. We were the victims of apartheid. Hey, Kuli. What do you think? We're going to just forget? We never forget and never forgive. That is our stance for Palestine and for you, Mandela and ANC. This was the biggest foolish thing you all did. You all made a deal with the Boer and the white man and the National Party without reparations. See your people, the blacks, how they are suffering now and how much you are stealing. Day and night, millions are going away and siphoned away. So what good did you do? So terrible. You know, therefore, me, I never ever voted for you, ANC or DA or EFF. Remember, I'll never vote for you also. So the US to revoke the visas of Chinese students. But they tell you, you must remember, they want freedom of speech. But you go to America and say, free, free Palestine. They want to revoke your visa. They want to expel you. So that are the haramis. So the words of Ronald Reagan, he said, we will engage with the white minority government, apartheid government, constructive engagement. Everything is there. You can go see all the lectures are there. Unless you're an idiot, then I can't blame. So Piers Morgan, 100% Jew, 100% Zionist, he took on the Israeli ambassador to UK, to Britain. He tore her to pieces. Remember, I sent it out to thousands of people yesterday. And what he asked her, he said, madam, I'm asking you two questions. How many Hamas have you killed? She said straight away, 30,000 terrorists, right? How many children have you killed? She said, that fumbling. He said, she doesn't know. And she mustn't ask her. He said, if you are the ambassador, which you are to my country, UK, Britain, call whatever you want to, so why the hell can't you answer the question? Then he asked her, why are international media journalists not allowed in Gaza? She said, for their safety. He told her, Morgan told her, that harami, that, you understand, prostitute, you must remember that. And he told her that you don't make us idiots, man. Don't make us idiots. We're not such idiots, you see. He humiliated her. And that is what Allah says. You don't read Quran, Muslims. You don't understand Quran. Just read like parrots. You must understand the message of the Quran. Quran said, I give you two verses. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. That Allah will continuously use people, Muslim, non-Muslim, who will punish the Jews and the Jutlas right till the day of Qiyamah. What a humiliation for her and whatever the hell her name is. And remember the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Hitler was right. Me, I admire Hitler on many issues. Whether you like or don't like, go fly a kite. What must I worry about that? So remember, on that score, Morgan, we salute you. Very good. So you must remember that. And then go read chapter 59, verse 14, Surah Hashr 28, Supara. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war and fighting among themselves is so severe. Olmert says they're guilty of war crimes. So remember that that guy Lapid, opposition leader, says Netanyahu must resign. And they're going the wrong way. And so if you look at them, they're fighting so much. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. That you think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no brains. 82% of Israeli Jutla say, kick out and expel the people of Gaza. Their politicians say, starve them to death. You call these people, I call them pigs and swines and dogs and monkeys, as the Quran Sharif calls them, remember. There's no need to apologize to anybody. Israel is burning children alive. They're alive and they're burning. Remember that. And the world is looking on. You good for nothing, you Western. Imagine a Muslim country doing that to Jews or to non-Muslims. Every day it will be in the paper. And these are the biggest terrorists and murderers and so forth. Musk is now in partnership with Telegram. You'll know social media. I'm on Telegram. How it works, I just learned a little bit. And he's got X, that's Twitter, and now he's in partnership. But South Africa, ICASA says, if you got, you must remember, that Tusk One, that Starlink, you can be charged and action will be taken against you. That all that is illegal. So they want to come in through the back door in South Africa. Chaos there as the aid comes in Gaza, you understand? Because they don't know how to give aid. And all this is just pre-planned to starve the Palestinians there. Listen, you Salafis, you scholars for dollars, who have sold your soul to Johnny MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. These are signs in Tel Aviv. So one side MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, or Johnny, and other side from the Harami, they're shaking hands, and behind them is the Israeli flag. And at the back, if you read, is written Abrahamic Accord. We are ready for you. Come on, Saudis, come on board. And that's what they want, the Saudis. But they can't do it because one thing, Saudi Arabia, you don't understand the Saudi mentality and the Ali Saud. The thing they hate the most, you must remember, is criticism publicly. And that's what we are doing. We will criticize you because of your haram policies and of your bikini beaches and your cinemas in Makkah, Medina, and your musical shows and bringing the gays there, the Formula One, and your 2030, 2034 will be a disgrace for you, inshallah. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Ado wa Thamud. Allah decimate them. German support for Israel is waning, and they're very worried about that. Thousands are fleeing Canada, fires are out of control. Nigeria, big, big floods. 36 states, if you know, like how we got 9 provinces, they got 36. Half of them are going to face floods and so forth. Allah make easy. Thousands and millions of Muslims there as well. Texas, America, struck with floods and storms and power outages. Thousands of people don't have power in Texas. 1.4 pilgrims have arrived already from abroad and local and so forth. They're expecting just 2 million or under 2 million. Then Jocelyn, we come into South African news. Jocelyn Smith, this lady has a drug addiction problem. She is 100% on drugs. She took her 6-year-old daughter and sold her. Can you imagine? So they put her away for life. My question to you, ANC. A person sells his or her daughter. A person commits rape. A person murders children. What is the right punishment for such people? The person confesses to it. Remember that. So is not the death penalty the right thing? But when you came into power, the first thing you did is abolish the death penalty. Therefore, you can't control crime. Even Trump had to humiliate HUCR, whether you like it or not. So you must remember that. So what Islam taught us is always the best. Now, she got life sentence. But the joke is on us. If our taxes have to pay for her, she will get the TV, she will get food, she will get meals, everything she'll get there. So the hospital or the jail prison is also a joke in South Africa. Human kidnapping gang is increasing in the shopping malls. You better be careful with your children. You find women, just come pick your children up. In Kimberley, the mental hospital where people are crazy, there are so many scandals, you don't know who's mad and who's crazy and who's sane. The people who are sane are stealing and the people who are made are laughing. That is our South Africa. Viva South Africa. Hopeless, useless, failed state. The captain, listen to this one here. The captain in the police station, he rapes, you understand, a trainee. And now he's suspended. So why the hell don't you expedite all these kind of matters? At least for him, they say suspended without pay. Sometimes they suspend all these corrupt officials with pay. How many times we found that? EFF say they're fighting and they are going to have an urgent interdict to stop the fuel levy. I agree with Mamalema on that issue. Today is Nikah announcements. All of you, your daughters, sons, grandchildren getting married. Between 10 and 10:30, Mona Zahid will be announcing the nikahs. So send it in now to Junaid Mota, 084-786-3132. Just the announcement, we won't come, we practice on the sunnah, A'alinun nikah, announce it. 11:20 or so, the khutbah will start from Makkah. Today is Mahir, Sheikh Mahir. And then I will be in Potter's room today, and that will be 12:15 to 12:45. So remember, that will be a lecture, inshallah, inshallah, it will be live on Markaz Sahaba, and thereafter the first azan will go, and thereafter the sunnat, and then second azan and so forth. We have two very good programs for you today. You see, Zahir Omar, senior attorney and person well famous in South Africa and beyond, and Suleiman Esop, discussing the starvation and politics of Gaza. So that will be between 8 and 9. Listen to brother Zahir Omar and to Suleiman between 8 and 9 tonight. Then we have a wonderful program. You see, Moha Salim, I told the Tabligh Jamaat in 1988, that why are you quoting all these ahadith, you see, that are fabricated. I told Mona Katani this after the Great Town Istima. But people would think that who's this Laitiki coming to tell us, you see. Today the chickens are coming home to roost. So TJ versus TJ. TJ Tariq Jamil. Tariq Jamil is a Shia sympathizer. We call him Dajjal. Mona A.S. Desai, our Ustad, myself, with Allah's fazl. Then the other ulama jumped on and came on and spoke again. Initially, they were very reluctant to speak publicly against him. So, he's a big Dajjal. Mona Abbas Jina, of the president of the Jamiat, and Zahir Raghi did a great disservice to Muslims in South Africa by inviting this Dajjal. See now what he's doing? He wants to destroy the whole Markaz in Raiwin and so forth. They don't allow him to speak. He wants to gate crash and so forth. So one alim, Maulana Abdul Rahman, Mufti Abdul Rahman, or whatever his name, Madani, gave a beautiful lecture against Tariq Jamil. And not emotional, but academic. So it's in Urdu, and we'll play it today at 4:10 to 4:30. You must listen to him today, this afternoon, on Markaz, inshallah. And you must remember, inshallah, I'll tell the team to make a podcast, and we'll send it out. So TJ versus TJ. TJ, Tariq Jamil, the Dajjal, the Harami. I never met him in my life. They told me I was going to meet him. I said, I don't meet Dajjal. So you must remember, and Tabligh Jamaat. Tabligh Jamaat is the best work in the world in the past century. But ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraagh se. The elders gave him too much scope at Raiwin. And then he became such a big shot, he thought nobody can tell him. Allah is disgracing him locally. Allah protect us all. But that is the truth which very few people want to speak about. So listen to that, and you need to wake up and understand who our friends, who our enemies. Wallahu al muwafiq. Maulana, we have 8-10 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, my sister won a raffle ticket for Umrah, which she paid 100 rand to enter the competition. Is it permissible for her to go for Umrah with that lucky draw ticket? I will listen to the answer.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know you paid 100 rand in raffle, and then you won a Umrah ticket. This is 100% gambling, kimar, maisir, what Quran condemns. You must remember that. Ritsum min amali shaitan is the work of shaitan. Fajtanibu, you must abstain, is haram. So remember that for you to go for Umrah with that ticket sponsored by who or who. It's not sponsored. Is paid for by the people, remember, that who gave that 100 rand, everybody had to pay. So absolutely haram, you won't get no sawab, no nothing. On the contrary, you become mal'oon and mal'oona, cursed by Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is my advice, you don't accept it, then Allah will give you something better if you do so for the sake of Almighty Allah.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for a lady in Hayes to slaughter a sheep, cow, chicken, etc.?
100% remember that she is bleeding and now she reads Bismillah Allah Akbar, provided she knows and has experience in slaughtering, so she can slaughter a chicken today, tomorrow, no problem. And she knows how to slaughter a goat or a sheep or a camel or a cow. And she is a Jabri. In Maman we say, I the Bo Jabri I. She's a very brave and intelligent woman. And she knows, my mother used to slaughter my father and me. We should stay, you understood? Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus. So you must remember that if they know, then even in menses they can slaughter. She is bleeding and she makes the animal bleed also, but in a humane manner. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. That Allah has ordained and prescribed you do goodness, you must remember, for everybody, everything. And when you slaughter, then also do goodness, remember that.
Mufti Saab, please incorporate suhoor time for those that are fasting during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Many people are fasting, and we can also encourage more of our listeners to fast and make it most in these days. Kisab, I do that.
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward our Muhasalim Kareem. He is answering your question and your request. He's giving you the Sehri time ending for Durban, Johannesburg, inshallah, and all these places. So whatever good suggestions you make, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we will implement it. We have no problem. We want you to make constructive criticism and good suggestions so we can uplift the Ummah and educate this Ummah. Well done to the person who sent it. Allah Ta'ala reward you.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to slaughter chickens and sheep with the left hand?
In my family, we are 5 siblings. I got 2 brothers and 2 sisters. Parents passed away, right? So I'm speaking of my siblings. So 2 brothers, they passed away, 2 sisters. The 2 brothers, 2 sisters, all write with the left hand. I'm the only one who write with the right. So when we used to meet, I say, I'm on the right path. You know, husband, others think, brothers, sisters, talking, and so forth. But they all. But people who write with the left hand are very, very intelligent. There's Mona Zaid Khan, who's here, you understand, by us. He'll come now 7 o'clock or 2:07, and he also writes with the left hand. So I always tell him, people normally who write with the left, they're lefty. So they're very, very intelligent. But we still busy with the right, alhamdulillah. So now people say, I'm lefty. So now I want to pelt the shaitan there in Mina. If I pelt with the right, I might hit somebody's head. I say pelt with the left hand, no problem. You see, as long as you hit shaitan properly. And the harami Saudis are selling, you must remember, the pebbles also now for $4. Can you believe that? And then they say they're making khidmat of the hajis. They're making khidmat of their pocket and filling their pockets at the expense of the hajis and the pilgrims. So remember to sacrifice, slaughter the animal with left hand, totally permissible. If your right hand, you're going to torture the animal and so forth and cause harm. So I just told you now the hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif and Abu Dawood that فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. So right hand, left hand, all permissible, no problem. Obviously right hand will be better, but if you do it with the left hand, permissible, no problem.
Mufti Saab, many people consume the testicles of an animal. Is it jaiz in Islam?
Remember, 7 parts of an animal are haram and not permissible. I'll give you the 7 quickly. So you must remember the male organ haram, the female organ haram, the testicles of the animal haram, the flowing blood, the blood that oozes out and gushes out from the animal is haram. And then the bladder is haram, the gallbladder is haram, and the glands are haram. And if you want an academic discussion on this, go open Ahsanul Fatawa, Volume 7. And I think it is page 407. Remember that. You will find it there in the 7th volume. I met Hazrat Mufti Rashid Sahib many a time. Sometimes we used to go to his majlis also. So he was such a great faqih and jurist and so forth. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah was the Grand Mufti. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah used to consult with him on certain issues. And you can see it in Ahsanul Fatawa. So remember that these were the giants we saw. Alhamdulillah, Maulana, you also must have met them. And Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Ji, last question.
Mufti Saab, can I pay my cat's medical expenses from interest money?
See, now here 3 issues. To keep a cat is permissible or not permissible? Permissible. You keep cats, kittens, all that. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, Innama hiya minat tawafin alaykum wa tawafat. How you know tawaf? You go round and round the Baytullah Kaaba Musharraf. So these cats and kittens, my niece's house, you go there, you see the cats and the kitten and Samba, and I don't know what and what names they keep, you see. And he's jumping from here to there and all that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innaha laysat bin najisin. It's not napak. It sit on the bed, it sit on the sofa, so on. It didn't mess anything. So remember, it's all park and clean. So to keep that is fine. Abu Huraira, the father of the cat, kitten, all that. So till there, we got no problem. Number 2 is this. Now that cat, kitten, it falls sick. So it's your cat, it's your pet, it's your hobby. So now you say you want to pay with interest money? Haram, totally haram. Why? You must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi was the first Quran, obviously. So Quran Kareem condemns interest in all forms and shape and sizes. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain, refrain from dealing with interest, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this wa'id and warning has not come for any crime in the noble Quran. And Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed them. So you must remember, if your cat, kitten is sick and thus and so forth, so give it to the SPCA or put it to sleep. So euthanasia, mercy killing in animals is permissible. In human beings is not permissible. So for you to use interest money for your cat or your dog you got for security and so forth, all haram, not permissible. So we must never look for loopholes. A nation that look for loopholes, Allah made them swines and pigs, the Jews. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. May Almighty Allah decimate Israel and the Jutlas who are calling for the extermination of the Palestinians and of starvation, which is deliberate, remember, cry to Allah, O Ummah. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, and Allah protect Majidul Aqsa and all our Masajid. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.